This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, back to volatility. There is listed on the Chicago Board Options Exchange a thing called the VIX that I mentioned a minute ago, the Market Volatility Index. It can be, as I said, and is traded. You can think of it as a measure, forgetting for a minute about the Dow and the rest of them, it's a measure of how freaked out we are. And it turns out we are more freaked out now than we have been in almost the past 7 years. Robert Whaley is a professor of finance at Vanderbilt University. He is also the guy who invented the VIX. Professor Whaley, welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be here.
We had you on the program about 4 years ago, the last time the VIX kind of went a little bit haywire. Here we are again in a week, 10-day period where things are interesting, we should say. Is this what you thought we would be doing with the VIX, looking at it and going, oh my goodness?
Initially, no, but I sure do now. There's some strange things going on, and I looked at it last week. Beginning of the week, it was about at a level of 12. At the end of the week, it was at 28. That's the biggest percentage increase that the VIX has ever had in its entire history.
The measurement right now is 34% plus or minus. What exactly is that a measurement of?
It's a measure of the volatility you expect over the next 30 days. And so volatility for the S&P 500 is typically, if you go back 50 years, around 20%. Hmm. And so if you're looking at a level of 34%, it is very high. But at the same time, you can flip it about.
Monday, arguably, the VIX broke, right? It didn't start trading for a half an hour and until half an hour after the opening bell because of some of the craziness that was out there. It seems like a flaw, yeah?
It was strange. It was very strange. But what happened was the spread between the bid and the ask was so large that it introduced a lot of noise into the VIX itself.
That's the offer to buy and sell, the bid and the ask.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
So there was too much volatility for the volatility index.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not a reassuring realization.
Well, typically the market doesn't do that. What you have is a situation where you came in off the weekend. There were all sorts of Chicken Little reports over the weekend, and it created investor fear. And market makers have to react, have to trade at the open, and they need to widen their spreads in order to protect themselves if the market goes in one direction or another.
I've been saying all week that this is not 2008, right? That structurally there are a whole lot of different things going on. Does this remind you at all of 2008?
No. You have these geopolitical events and the market overreacts. The only event we have going on now, to my mind, is China. There wasn't a whole lot of news coming out last week about anything else that would cause the VIX to move. I think the market's simply overreacting to what's going on in China.
And now what happens, do you think? I mean, I'm not asking you to predict the future, but as the guy who invented the volatility index, I'm going to ask you to do a little crystal balling.
Okay, a little crystal balling. I think what you're going to see, things will get calmed down. Mm-hmm. There's just too much repeated information flow about one issue, and it just has tended to scare people, as is reflected in the higher level of VIX and portfolio insurance.
Bob Whaley is a professor of management at the Owen Graduate School of Management at Vanderbilt University. He is also the guy who invented the index of the day today. It's the VIX. Professor Whaley, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you for your time.